It's Here and Now. The attack on a disabled white teenager by four young blacks who broadcast it live on Facebook is opening yet another divide. The four defendants are in court today, charged with hate crimes, accused of kidnapping the victim, who reportedly knew one of the suspects and met him for a sleepover. But then over the course of several hours, his hands were bound, his mouth taped. On the video, his captors beat him, force him to drink toilet water, and shower him with racist invective about whites and Donald Trump. After the attack, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, who is black and an outspoken conservative, said this to Sean Hannity about the ongoing epidemic of violence in Chicago.
Here's what's wrong in Chicago. It's not the Chicago Police Department. It's the fact that Mayor Emanuel has allowed Black Lives Matter and the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, to run the Chicago Police Department.
Well, there is even a hashtag, BLM kidnapping, laying the blame on the movement. DeRay McKesson is a leader of the Black Lives Matters movement. He's based in Baltimore. And DeRay, Glenn Beck is saying to his Twitter followers, demand justice for the beating of this disabled Trump supporter by BLM, Black Lives Matter. Now, we have no idea if this young man supported Donald Trump, but your thoughts on the accusation that his tormentors were part of your group?
So remember that the movement began as a call to end violence, and that call remains the same call today, that we took to the streets because the police were being violent in communities, not only in Ferguson, but in Baltimore and in cities across the country. So when I think about this tragic incident that happened, it's important that there's justice and that we will follow the process out. You know, I have more questions than answers at this point. But again, it's clear that the movement like had nothing to do with this and that the call has been to end violence from the step, every step.
Yeah, but DeRay, I got to remind you, maybe I don't need to remind you, that we first met and you first shot to prominence when on CNN with Wolf Blitzer, you refused to condemn the violence in the streets after accusations of police violence. You know, is this perhaps that coming to haunt you, not condemning violence in certain occasions by blacks?
No, so what I said to Wolf was what I believe today, right? That I'm more interested in broken spines and broken windows, and Freddie Gray's spine was snapped. And we do make a distinguishment between, or we do distinguish between violence, which is harm inflicted towards people, and property damage, which is what happened here in Baltimore. This is a very different situation, that this is clearly that this is wrong. Like, people shouldn't have to endure or be subject to what happened to this young man. And just like people in community should not be subject to violent police departments.
Well, and we should say that a police spokesperson has said that he is not even sure if this was racist as much as it was an attack on someone, still a hate crime, because he has special needs. And Pat Brady, a former chair of the Illinois Republican Party and a former prosecutor, said the attack shouldn't be viewed as having some larger meaning. He says, we can acknowledge that we've had some really bad political discourse, but this is about four sick kids who probably can't even spell Trump. But still, can you maybe now have new insight into how police across the country feel when they're broad-brushed by what they think are outlier incidents of police brutality against blacks?
Yeah, so the police and private citizens have two very different functions in society, that the police are endowed in cities across the country with the power to kill on behalf of the state or inflict harm on behalf of the state. What is clear is that these four people have swiftly been arrested, that they are being processed. There are police officers who have killed people in broad daylight who nothing has ever happened to them. So these are not, this is not apples to apples. This is apples to oranges. If the police continue to terrorize people in communities and not be held accountable, what we see time and time again, especially with people of color, is that the justice system moves very quick to hold them accountable for their actions. I wish that the justice system moved as quick to hold police officers accountable.
Yeah, but look, you've got people like conservative author Mike Cernovich saying it was his activism, his call for the charges that led to the charges that never would have happened. And that BLM kidnapping hashtag is out there. Has your movement taken a hit?
So what's clear is that there have always been people who have tried to damage the reputation of civil rights activists and organizers for decades. And that's what we see with this. By linking this tragic and heinous incident to the movement, they are trying to drum up sort of a counter to this narrative that we believe in justice and equity. And we won't be sidetracked by this. This isn't the first time they've done it. And we know we're staying focused. And like I said, the movement began as a call to end violence, and that call remains a call today.
President Obama was asked about race relations yesterday when he spoke with Chicago's ABC affiliate WLS. Let's listen.
For the most part, race relations have gotten better. But I think what we've seen over the last several years when it comes to tensions between police and communities, the internet, horrific hate crimes of the sort that we appear to have seen
in on this Facebook, recent, yeah. What is your reaction
Facebook
to that,
today?
Actually, to
oh,
that
it's,
Facebook
it's,
video?
It's terrible.
Yeah, saying that it's terrible, but also saying that he believes race relations have gotten better. Do you agree?
Yeah, better doesn't mean that we've reached a point where it is as good as it should be. So are things better than they were 100 years ago? Yes. Are they better than they were 200 years ago? Yeah. Are they better than they were 50 years ago? Yes. But does that mean that we don't still live in a context where voting rights are being gutted in cities across the country, where the police are still killing people, where there's a huge income disparity? So yes, better is true, but better does not mean we are where we need to be.
Duray McKesson of the Black Lives Matter movement, thank you.
Thank you.